The letters, claiming credit for the program funded by the CARES Act, started appearing in some Farmers to Families food box program deliveries over the summer. But as of last month, the agency has required private contractors, including not-for-profit groups, to include the letter when packing and distributing the food. According to Joel Berg, CEO of Hunger Free America, this may put organizations that are legally prohibited from promoting political candidates in an untenable position.
It's essentially blackmailing nonprofit groups that are doing this food distribution to say, either you help advance the president's reelection, or you have to say, oh, we're not feeding hungry people.
Congressional Democrats say the letter may violate the federal Hatch Act, prohibiting political activities by executive branch employees, but the USDA says it does not. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.